Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Tainis. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots. So the Mishnah said, "V'chein shapasuk gesham ben geshem legeshem." If rain stopped for 40 days between the first rain and the second rain, so he said that's famine. That's going to be terrible. So my makas pitzoris. What does it mean? It's makas pitzoris. No one's hungry yet. It's just because it didn't rain for 40 days. So Rav Yudam Rav makam hamevili de pitzoris. It means that it's going to lead to famine. That's asking. That's going to be trouble. Amrav Nachman. Nahara and Nahara. The Gemara explains, what does it mean, the Makas Pitzoris, that it's famine, that when in one city there's no grain, and in the second city there is grain, and you could bring from one city to the other by going over a river, Pitzoris. That's called Pitzoris, that's not called Ra'av, that's not called total famine yet. Medinsa, but if you have to bring from one country to another country, and you can't just pass over a river to bring from one place to another, it's going to require a lot of travel and dry land, which is much more difficult, because you have to have camels and donkeys bring it. So then kafna, that's a ra'av, that's much worse than bitzores. That's a famine, that's the worst kind of bitzores. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says another difference between bitzores and ra'av, two types of famines. Sa'a b'sela, if a sa'a, which is a measure of grain, costs one sela, ushchicha, but it's available, it's just it's expensive, batzarta, that's called batzarta. But arba'a v'lo shchicha, if four sa'as cost a sela, which means even if the grain is very cheap, but v'lo shchicha, it's not available anywhere, you can't find it, kafna, that's a worse kind of famine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanol b'zman shamol's b'zol l'peiros b'yoker. That's only when everyone has a lot of money and the fruits are very expensive. So since the fruits are the grain is available and you have the ability to buy it, that's not considered a total famine. That's only the lighter form of famine. Avalmos b'yoker. But if people aren't making any money, u'peiros, and even if there are fruits are available b'zol that are very cheap, that's not called b'tzaris, because since no one has any money to buy it, there's no one to sell the fruits to, because no one has any money to buy it, and therefore that's considered a ra'av. Matrian aleha miyad, and right away you would fast for something like that. And we learned that from Dam Rabbi Yochanan Nihirna. Rabbi Yochanan says, I remember katavu kaimi arba'a si'in b'sela, when it used to be that four sa'as of grain cost a sela, v'avu nefishi nefichi kefen b'teveria mideleis isar, and still the people were withering away from starvation because no one had any money to buy the grain with. So you see that that's the worst kind of famine. So main point number one, differences between different types of famine. The worst kind of famine is called ra'av, or kafna, let's say. The worst kind of famine is called kafna. The lighter kind of famine is called batzores. The Mishnah said, Yordul tzmachna v'lo li'ilan. If it rains enough for things to grow from the ground, but not for things to grow from a tree. So bishlam tzmachna v'lo li'ilan shkachasla. I know, I understand how that could happen. Da'asa nicha v'lo asya razia. That it rained softly and it wasn't with enough koach to actually affect the trees. But how do you have the opposite? The Mishnah also spoke about li'ilan v'lo tzmachin. It rains in a way that things are going to be able to grow from the tree, but not in a way that anything's going to grow from the ground. Da'asya razia v'lo asya nicha. So I get that also. It could be that it came down hard. It didn't come down softly, and for things to grow from the ground, you need it to come down softly. And I also understand how you could have that it rains in a way that supports the trees and the ground, the vegetables that grow from the ground, but not the wells and the caves and things that normally fill with water. Mishkach sodasya razya vinicha. It could be that it came down soft and it came down hard, but it didn't come down enough to actually fill the boros. But the one we're having trouble with is how is it possible that it rains to fill the boros sichon ma'oros, but to fill all the caves and the wells and everything like that, but it doesn't, and the reservoirs, but it doesn't rain enough to allow fruits and vegetables to grow? How's that happen? So says Mar Da'asya Bishvichusa, if it comes down in like torrential downpours, so that's not going to be good. It's just going to flood out the trees and the vegetation, but it will fill up the reservoirs. Tanur Rabbanan, Matrin, I guess we'll make that another main point, and that is that the soft rain is good for the things that grow from the ground, hard rain for things that grow in the tree, and massive amounts of rain for things that fill to fill the reservoirs. Tanur Rabbanan, Matrina leilanos. If it doesn't rain enough for fruit to grow on the tree, so we cry out befrosa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, which is normally the time that fruits start to sprout in Israel. Alabot meaning Nisan, that's when we start saying Berchasei Ilanos, because that's when trees are supposed to sprout. So you go to Mr. Mark's house and you say Berchasei Ilanos. Alaboros v'shichnu ma'aros, and boros shichnu ma'aros, if there's enough rain to provide for drink, but there's not enough to give water for the to feed rather the behemos and to give for the plants, afilu beprosachag, even 15 days before Sukkot, even though it's before the time that the rain is supposed to come, we don't wait and we right away start to fast, because the water that's gathered together is gonna the water supply is running out at the end of the summer, so we need to fill in the water supply at that time. The mainland mayim lishlos, if you don't have enough water to drink, matrina lemiyad, also we got to cry out right away. Vezu miyad shalen, what does it mean miyad sheni v'chamisha v'sheni? It means the next Monday, Thursday, Monday, that's when we fast. Val kulan, all the other tzaros, even the ones that we said in the Mishnah are what we call a makkah mehaleches, a traveling makkah that's going to affect everybody. All the other tzaros, ein matrin alein ela be'aparchia shelahen. We only cry about them in the malchus where it happens, in the country where it happens. Va'askara, but a certain type of illness that starts in a person's mouth, bizman sheyesh b'misa, if it's killing people, matrinala, we cry out for it. Bizman sheyin b'misa, but even if this askara disease is going around, but it's not killing anyone, ein matrinala, we don't cry out for it. U'matrinala govai, but we do cry for a certain type of locust that sucks the moisture out of the grain. Bekolshu, even if it's just a little bit of it, because these things are going to reproduce like mad and they're going to get all over all the grain and you're not going to have anything to eat. Rabbi Shimon Elozomer, afal achagav, even for grasshoppers. Tan Rabbanan, matrin ala ilanos, we cry out for the trees if it didn't rain enough. Beshar Shnei Shavua, in the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle that you're allowed to actually work the field, that's when we do it. But during the Shemitah year, you're not going to cry out because it's Hefker anyway. No one owns these trees. During Shemitah, no one owns the fruit in these trees. Anyone could take it. But the reservoirs of water, that we cry out for even during the Shemitah year, because you're in every year you need potable water. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, afali lanos bashvius. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even on fruits that grow from the tree, if there's not any fruits growing from the tree during Shemitah year, you're allowed to cry for that also. Mneshiesh ben parnasa laniim, because yeah, it's hefker, but that's how the aniim get food to eat. Tanya idach matrina leilanos bishar shnei shavua alaboros alshichon alamaros afilu b'shvius. We have another brisa that says that we cry out for the trees the rest of the year, the rest of the years except for the Shemitah year, but for the reservoirs only even during the Shemitah year. Rav Moshe ben Gamliel Omer af alilanos matrin ala svichon b'shvius mipnei sheish behen parnasa la'aniim. He says that even on the trees we are matrin, and on the svichin, the aftergrowth from the ground also, little things that grow on their own from the ground that no one planted, that's just left over from last year's seeds, that we cry out for also if it's not coming out, because both of those things, both the fruit on the trees and the aftergrowth in the ground, all of that is something that the aniyim really depend on, that the poor people really depend on. So let's call that svichei shviyas. That's an important concept. Svichin are things that grow on their own from the ground, even though nobody planted them. So the main point over here is that for reservoirs we cry out any year, even Shemitah year. For trees and things that grow from the ground, it's a machlokas whether we even cry during the Shemitah year. That will be the main point. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, Miyom Shchar Beis Hamikdash Nasu Gesham Tzimukin Liola. He said, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, rain has only been come down very hard. When the Beis Hamikdash was around, the Kohen Gadol would daven for rain. Yeshana shegeshmeh merubin, v'yeshana shegeshmeh muatin. Sometimes it would rain a lot, sometimes it would rain a little. Yeshana shegeshmeh yodim bizmanon, v'yeshana shegeshmeh yodim bizmanon. There used to be some years it would rain on time, some years it wouldn't. Shana shegeshmeh yodim bizmanon lamudome. When it rained on time, you know what that year was like. Levit shenasan lo rabba parnasasu bechel b'shabbos. It's like a servant whose master paid him already on Sunday. Nimseis isa nefes ketikna v'nechal is ketikna. So the dough was cooked, was baked properly, and the servant does everything he has to do, and it's going to be eaten properly. Shana shein gishma yardin bizmanan lemahudome. But when it doesn't rain on time, you know what such a year is like. Levitch nas l'rabba parnasas b'erev Shabbos. It's like a master that pays his eved on erev Shabbos, where the eved doesn't have enough time to bake anything or to make anything proper with the money that he just got. He's going to go shopping, and he's going to have to buy things for Shabbos and then cook for himself. It's not going to be enough time. Nimseis iser nefesh shalokatikna v'nechela shalokatikna. So nothing is going to be eaten properly. Nothing is going to be baked properly. Shana shegeshmeh merubim l'mahudame. What's it like when there's a lot of rain? Levitch nasal rab panasas basachas. It's like a master that pays his servant all at once. Nimtzrei chayim tochanos minakor. Masha tochanos minakav. It turns out that the mills are going to have meaning when you run a mill, there's a certain amount that gets lost just by getting stuck to the equipment. But if you get to do a lot at one time, so that amount will get lost, but then you'll have the rest of it. If you have to do little by little, then every single time you run the mill, you're going to be losing a little bit off the top. So it's much better to get paid all at one time, so you could run everything through the mill once, all at once, and that way you won't lose out in the end. And the same will be with dough. You always lose a little bit of dough on the fingers and on the mixing bowl or whatever, but if you're able to do a lot at one time, you're only going to lose that amount. Shana shegeshmeh mu'atin, when there's not so much rain, l'ma'udome, you know what that's like? Levitch nasal rabba parnasas ma'at. It's like a master who pays his servant little by little. Nimtzu rechai mash tochnos minakar, tochnos minakav, nimtzei sisa kamashna echelos minakar, echelos minakav. And it turns out that then you're going to lose out a lot more, because every time you run the mill and every time you need the dough, you're losing a little bit with each time. Another comparison, when there's a lot of rain, it's like a person is making cement. If he's mixing cement, if he has a lot of water, he's not going to run out of water, and the cement will get mixed and kneaded properly. If he has very little water, he's going to run out of water, and the cement isn't going to mix properly. So, I guess main point we'll say over here is that when the Beis Hamikdash was round, some years it rained soft, some years it rained hard, some years it rained a little, some years it rained a lot, and some years it rained on time, some years it didn't. Raining on time is like Hashem paying us early in the week. Raining a lot is like Hashem paying us all in one lump sum. And both of those things are better. So again, main point would be, when it rains a little, it's like Hashem paying us earlier in the week, like a person paying his workers early in the week. When it rains in the right time, it's like a master paying his worker earlier in the week. When it rains a lot, it's like paying in one lump sum, and both of those things are the best ways to get paid. That's the way I'll say it. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa that tells us a story. Pamachas alu kol Yisrael leregel Yerushalayim lohayla mayim lishlus. One time, all of Klal Yisrael went up to Yerushalayim and they didn't have any water to drink. Halach Nakdimun Ben Gurion eitzal adon echle. Nakdimun Ben Gurion, who's the richest man in Yerushalayim, went to a certain master. Amar lo Nakdimun said to that man, Halveni shtei mesrei mayanos mayim lo le regalim. I want you to lend me 12 springs of water for the people who need to be all the regal. Vaniyetin lecha shtei mesrei einos mayim, and I'll pay you back 12 springs of water. Meaning, whatever I take, it's going to be refilled with rain that's going to come down. You're not going to lose a penny. And if I don't give you back 12 full wells of water, then I'm going to give you an exorbitant sum of money. And he set a time, when that time came and it hadn't yet rained, so on the due date, the guy sent a message to Nakdim Ben Gurion. He says, listen, I'm waiting. Send me either the rain or send me the money that you owe me. So Nakdim Ben Gurion says, ah, there's still time. Day ain't over yet. It could still rain. So Batsarayim in the afternoon, he said, better send me rain or you better send me money. Nakdim Ben Gurion sent back, no, I still got time. But mincha came mincha time. Shalach lo shagar li yomayim omaos sheyesh li biyadcha. He says, come on, it's due date. It's the end of the day. Shalach lo adayin yesh li shos biyom. There's still a little bit of time. So that guy laughed and he was mocking Nakdi Rimavir. He said, all year it hasn't rained. He thinks it's going to rain now. He went to his bathhouse happy, knowing that he's going to make a boatload of money because there's no way that it's going to rain. And while that guy was going into his bathhouse all happy, Nakdimon went sadly into the Beis HaMikdash and he wrapped himself up and he davened Amar Lefanav and he said, Ribono Shalom, God, you know I didn't do this for my own honor. And you know I didn't do this for the honor of my father's house. Trivia question, where do we have such a similar tefillah without cheating and looking on the side of the Gemara? We had this at the beginning of Megillah, right? When we were talking about being Metargim the Torah. I did this for your honor, so that people who are coming to honor you and be all the regal shall have water. So right away the sky got cloudy. And it rained until all twelve reservoirs were filled of water. And there was extra even by the time the guy left his bathhouse. And Nakdim Ben Gurion left the Beis HaMikdash. Kishapagu ze bezeh, they ran into each other on the street. Amar lo, tein li d'mei mayim yoser sheyesh li biyadecha. Nakdim Ben Gurion says, excuse me, when I tally it all up, I believe you owe me money. I told you the reservoirs were going to be full to a certain point. It looks like they're even fuller than that, so maybe you should pay me for that water. Amar lo, the guy said, Yodea and Yishlavir Shekarosh Baruch Hu Asalamo El Bishvilcha. He says, listen, I know you're a big tzaddik and you're a very religious man and God does things for you, so obviously God made it rain for you. But I'm sorry, I think you still owe me the money, because by the time it rained, the sun had already set, so the time was already up. By the time it rained, it was already on my time, it wasn't on your time anymore. Then Ben Gurion said, excuse me for a moment. He went right back into the Beis HaMikdash, wrapped himself up in a talis and started davening again. Let a nace, do a nace so that everyone will know that you have beloved people that you love in this world. The clouds started to scatter, and the sun shone. And the guy says, if not for the fact that the sun shone through, I would have had a taina, but now I have no taina, because look, the sun did shine through in the end. Tana lo Nakdimon Shemo, Ela Buni Shemo. You should know his name, this guy's real name was not Nakdimon, it was Buni. V'lama nikra Shemo Nakdimon, why was he called Nakdimon? Sheniktarachama ba'avuro. Nakdimon is Niktarachama, that the sun shone through on his account. So main point, number whatever we're up to, I guess number one in Chafam and Aleph, is the story of Nakdimon Ben Gurion and the borrowing of the 12 wells and the sun shining through the clouds for the honor of Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will learn Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, even though we're well into Chaf Amud Aleph already, and we will pick up with Tanu Rabbanan on the second wide line.